This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on steps taken by India for climate justice. The participants are Dr. Srikanth K. Panigrahi, Director General, Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, and Sonu Sood, Anchor.
Yesterday, Vice President Sri Jagdeep Dhankar, while addressing the valedictory session of the 4th International Climate Summit on Bioenergy, said and cautioned that climate change is a ticking time bomb, an existential crisis for mankind. To discuss this important issue, we have with us Dr. Srikanth K. Panigrahi, Director General, Indian Institute of Sustainable Development. A warm welcome to you, sir, on the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sir, we'd like to know from you, you know, this caution which has come from the Vice President that climate change is a ticking time bomb, an existential crisis for mankind. Can you tell us how serious is this problem of climate change and what risks it is posing for mankind?
Climate change has become really a ticking time bomb, and climate change has now made our life miserable. And of course, we are responsible for it. If you see the scientific data and information, the ocean currents are not there where it used to be. Now, the cold currents has become hot currents, and they have changed their path. The air pressure belts are also shifted their position. The low pressure belt of the air has become high air pressure belts, so creating a disbalance, and one of the ecosystem is not supplementing or complementing with the other in the nature. And if you also see the greenhouse gas emissions, it has not a simple linear growth. There is a geometric progression rate in which the greenhouse gases are increasing, contributing to the global warming, increasing our temperature. The rainfall pattern has changed. The rainfall, winter and summer, seasonal pattern has changed. In 4 months, what used to be rain, that is raining in a few days, 7 to 8 days, creating massive floods, and there is a drought in right time, the crop is dying, and the land is looking to the sky for water. There are disastrous consequences because of the climate change, and nature is reacting in many fold, and this is really a very serious time in which the global temperature has already reached at 1.5 degree, and after this, the large-scale devastation, loss of biological diversity, and loss of agricultural production, the water quality and quantity will disappear, sea level rise will be rampant, and all sorts of problem will come in. And this is already there is 35% of the global precious biodiversity has already been lost or extinct because they cannot tolerate hot temperature. They are very sensitive. So these are the problem we have not only started witnessing. It is at the peak of the things. There are cyclones, hurricanes, and all these we are witnessing in our daily day-to-day life. So it is extremely important that we should be very serious towards the solution and coming together.
You said that in the very beginning of the discussion that we are responsible for it. So in what way you feel we are responsible for it, and to what extent the solutions have to come from us? What will be these solutions?
If you see, we have never cared the way we are living. If you see the kind of the consumerism the humanity is adopting because of westernization of culture and other regions, that is impacting huge loss of and exploitation of our precious natural resources. The planetary resources are finite, and we have to be very careful while using them, that it is necessary. We are, the way we keep on living, the way we are habituated to, whether it is beneficial for the humanity, beneficial for me as an individual, or for my family, or for my nation or the planet, we never think. However, India has a different kind of sensitive civilization. If you see the past, in our culture, in our tradition, in our scriptures, we respect nature and try to coexist with nature. We worship natural elements like God, like sun is our God, river Ma Ganges is our mother, like that is missing in other part of the world. And even if we respect the nature in broader sense, in minutely when we leave the bed in the early morning, right from brushing our teeth to using a car or the kind of the food we eat, and again going back to bed, all the activities that we normally perform, we are never conscious whether we are leading a climate-friendly lifestyle, environmental-friendly lifestyle. Are we aware about our water footprint, carbon footprint, and ecological footprint? We never ask ourselves. We don't know what is the water footprint of an activity that we normally do. We don't know the carbon footprint of an activity that we are habituated to. We need to know. The time has come.
So you feel that each and every member of the world's 8 billion population has to be responsible, has to be committed to this goal of minimizing the carbonization of the world?
It is a Jan Andolan. It is a mass movement. 1.4 billion people of India cannot change the world. We, all the planetary citizens, have to be careful about their daily life and lifestyle heavy, especially the kind of the product and process they are adopting and the way they are living. They have to be very careful, constantly practice ways which will, from carbon intensive lifestyle to low carbon lifestyle and least carbon lifestyle, and that is possible. That is why Honorable Prime Minister asked us to develop the LIFE mission. LIFE mission, IIST, the Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, was instrumental in developing the proper mechanism that how the individuals can change their, bring the change by changing their lifestyle habits and thereby reducing individual carbon footprint, water footprint, and ecological footprints in all possible manner, and ultimately contributing to the global reduction of the footprint. The India has a national carbon footprint. The planet has its own footprint. The every district and state and family have their footprints. And it is nothing but the addition of individuals. Because our activities generate emissions. We need to learn how to lead a life with least generation or no generation of greenhouse gases, which are the root cause of global warming. And a life mission is one. Other than that, we are using many products. Like if you see what is happening, there are power plants. So their coal is burned to generate power. But we cannot get rid from this problem all of a day. We need to use renewable sources in our industrial scenario, in our natural resources, maintenance and conservation principles of the nation and the state. There are many ways we need to be conscious so that the products and the process we adopt, there is a link also to the other system.
In this context, if we talk of bioenergy, what do you feel about India's global leadership in sustainable energy, the Global Biofuel Alliance, and also the International Solar Alliance? How important are these initiatives?
So these initiatives are milestones which planet need very much. And appropriate time, India has shown a global leadership. We at Indian Institute of Sustainable Development last year has organized Global Sustainability Summit in Bigyan Bhavan Plenary Hall, where the entire world were there. There were 37 countries with 1,100 participants, and there were more global participations than Indian, and it was a very big event, and where India's global leadership is celebrated. India is in the forefront in taking many massive pro-planet initiatives. One of them is LIFE mission, I have already explained to you. The other one is, ma'am, ethanol-based biofuel generation and blending it up to the 20% in our fuel mix. The next one is Global Biofuel Alliance, where here in this particular conference, global conference was on bioenergy. So we were part of the G20 initiative, which is already a part of the New Delhi Declaration of G20 document. Global Biofuel Alliance is launched, and it is an initiative not only from the Global South, but also for the entire planet. We need to optimize the use of sustainable fuels, and sustainable fuels can be drawn from nature in a sustainable manner. If you see, nature has the great potential to recycle and observe the things within itself. There are fuel cell advanced, you told about global international solar alliance, which we launched, Indian Prime Minister launched in COP21 in 2015 in Paris, where the Paris Agreement on India's NDC, National Determined Contribution, was also came into picture. So these are the historical initiatives of India. This International Solar Alliance is in the very advanced stage of becoming a UN organization by Indian leadership on from Indian soil. There are few technologies we are giving free of cost to the entire planet, particularly the countries which are in tropics and having maximum solar energy potential, receiving directly from the sun free of cost. We are capitalizing this energy and using technology and using it in different form of our life in the benefit of the humankind,
right,
with least damage to the planet. Like a solar water pump is very popular. Indian solar water pump is adopted 153 countries now. It's a huge success of International Solar Alliance driven by Indian leadership.
Another revolutionary, you can say, initiative is Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. You think this will help us if each one of us just plant one tree in 1 year, it will help us deal with the problem of our making, which is exploitation of natural resources and deforestation?
There is no question to ask about it. You see what is happening around, and there is a massive deforestation. You don't find the forests are there on the record, but when you go to the ground, there is no tree, there is no animal, there is no wildlife. Even the tribals who used to live in that jungle, they are forced to switch up to the treeless villages. It is not in India. It is massively happening in Brazil, in all the 12 mega biodiversity spots of the world is now experiencing the devastation of deforestation. That's why United Nations Environment Program has declared Trillion Tree Campaign, for in which we, Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, is a partner from India. So this point of our tree is extremely essential. It helps to protect the topsoil, enrich them with proper minerals and soil nutrients. It maintains the water table level so that the agriculture can sustain. Planting trees and afforestation is extremely necessary to bring the planetary balance and helping one of the ecosystem to integrate with the other. And massive deforestation is happening because of many reasons. There is no time to discuss that, all of us know. So what is the solution? We have to plant in a higher rate that number of trees than the rate in which it is getting extinct or getting cut. And so we need a lot of oxygen. The carbon dioxide, who is a greenhouse gases contributing to the global warming, is absorbed by trees. In return, the oxygen to us to inhale again. So the trees are like our lifelines, and they are extremely essential. We are so much people, and at least if we'll plant one tree, everybody's mother is very close to him or her, and a mother never thinks about herself, rather he thinks about her children. So there is not only an emotional connect, but a mother is the biggest lifeline for an individual, and so also a tree also is equally a lifeline for every individual. And also it links to the mother earth.
So modern bioenergy not only provides clean fuels, but also helps mitigate pollution, enhances farmers' income, reduces import bills, and creates local jobs. It is really time now for us to get together, work together, march together, solve the problem in togetherness. Thank you so much, sir, for your views on this problem, which is impacting the entire humankind.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Steps Taken by India for Climate Justice. The participants were Dr. Srikanth K. Panigrahi, Director General, Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, and Sonu Sood, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.